Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Barb Pricky from Felician Village with us. Hi, Barb, and welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Nice to be back.
Can we say Happy New Year?
I think we can say Happy New Year.
I think so, too. Tomorrow, the start of 2021, and throughout our adult years, many of us like to make those New Year's resolutions. Maybe two, maybe three, you know, want to lose a couple of pounds, want to exercise more, want to sing a little louder, dance a little faster. You know, is it still important to an older adult to have that New Year's resolution, Barb?
It really is. You know, New Year's resolutions can positively impact someone's overall health because resolutions provide us with goals and purpose in mm-hmm. our lives. There's been studies done by Rush University that show that people who view life with a sense of purpose are 2 to 4 times less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease, and that self-disciplined, organized people are less susceptible to Alzheimer's.
Hey, good.
Plus, resolutions allow us to start the year with an upbeat and positive attitude.
I think so. So let's get some ideas for resolutions. My idea is sing a little louder. That could be good, depending if you're a good singer or not.
Well, it could. I don't know if that would be a good one for me, but I mean, but certainly I have a couple ideas here for older adults.
Mm-hmm.
And one could be to share your life story.
Ooh.
So this could be done in writing,
yeah.
a video, maybe telling another person who then writes it down. This way your memories, experiences, and life will be preserved for future generations.
I like that. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea is to preserve your life. Is to create a family cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Many times meals are what our families are centered around, and it only makes sense that we share those recipes.
Oh, and that's a spectacular idea. I have to tell you, I'm the proud owner of my mom's rhubarb crunch recipe, and I'm the only I'm the only one of 8 kids that has it, and they're still begging me for it.
You won't share,
No, that's mine. So that's another fantastic idea.
Yeah, thank you. Another idea could be to make a time capsule for your descendants to open in the future.
Nice.
That would be sort of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another familiar resolution really for any age group is to set health goals. And as we age, this still is important for us to keep in mind. We can do things like maybe setting up all our yearly doctor appointments in early January, and then or creating a doable exercise plan.
Mm-hmm.
And because our exercise needs change as we get older, and sometimes we can't do the same things that we had done a few years ago. Eating healthy is still important as we age, even though you might need fewer calories. And sometimes just talking with a dietitian or someone experienced in healthy eating can help you to determine, you know, which is enough protein for you and which are the fruits and vegetables you should be concentrating on.
Mm-hmm. Remember those vegetables.
Right. And falls are a leading cause of injuries in older adults, so making a resolution to take steps to decrease your risk of a fall could be helpful. So you could do things like remove items from your home that might cause you to trip and fall, add night lights to help you see better in the dark, install grab bars in the shower and other areas where you might need them. Another idea is to explore some new volunteer opportunities. Giving back to your community helps bring fulfillment to your life, and it also connects you with like-minded people, which is also great for your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Rekindling an old friendship. So make that telephone call, send that email, reach out to a childhood friend. Ask family members to help you if you have limited computer skills. Many older adults are now on Facebook, so how fun would that be to find a childhood friend that you maybe haven't talked to in years?
Sure.
Another thing that people can do and should be doing, whether it's a resolution or not, is to challenge your brain regularly. While physical activity is important, so is giving your brain a workout. Challenging your brain keeps your cognitive skills sharp and reduces your chance of memory loss. And make time to play games that force your mind to work. And you should do that by trying something new or something harder than you normally do.
Sure. Challenge yourself. You bet.
Right. Right. Exactly. And then I think one of the most important things to do is to write down that resolution and put it in a place you will see it daily.
Mm-hmm.
This helps you to be accountable to actually working on it and not forgetting 6 weeks later, oh, yes, what was that I decided to have as my resolution?
Right. We can all take that small step and become a little bit better person and sing a little louder.
That's right. Yeah, that's yours.
Well, Barb, I want to thank you for joining us, and once again, Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you and to all of our listeners. Thank you.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.